This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. Donald Trump became the first sitting U.S. president to visit North Korea Sunday, stepping across the border during a meeting at the demilitarized zone with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. After shaking hands at the Panmunjom border village, Trump walked across the military demarcation line separating the two Koreas. Then the two men crossed back into South Korea. On Saturday, Trump had said the meeting would only last 2 minutes. However, VOA's Bill Gallo reports Trump's private talks with Kim lasted about 50 minutes, turning into an impromptu summit.
When the two leaders emerged, they came out announcing, Trump was announcing at least, that working-level talks had resumed and that the two sides had agreed to form teams, Donald Trump said, in order to, quote, work on issues. He said they'll be meeting in the next few weeks to see if they can work something out. And using sort of Trumpian language, he said, we'll see what happens.
South Korea's President Moon Jae-in said the meeting was an important step toward building trust with North Korea. The Taliban and the United States are both said to be making serious efforts to conclude a draft text that could lay the ground for finding a political settlement to the 18-year-long war in Afghanistan. This is the seventh round of talks in the nearly year-long dialogue. The discussions in Qatar to hammer out the deal continued uninterrupted for almost 12 hours on the opening day Saturday, according to the spokesman for the Taliban's negotiating team. He told VOA on Sunday that the discussions are expected to continue into the next several days. The talks have primarily focused on guarantees the Taliban will not allow insurgent-controlled Afghan territory to be used for international terrorism. And in return, U.S.-led NATO troops will withdraw from Afghanistan. This is VOA News. Albanians are heading to the polls amid high tensions between the ruling and opposition parties and a tug-of-war between the country's prime minister and president. The main opposition parties are boycotting the June 30th municipal elections, accusing the socialist-led government of Prime Minister Edi Rama of previous electoral fraud and corruption. Rama and his government have denied the allegations and insisted on holding the vote, even after President Ilir Meta said he was postponing it until October amid security concerns. Preliminary results are expected July 1st. The Italian island of Lampedusa woke up to relative calm Sunday as 40 rescued Africans spent the first night in 17 days on land. The migrants had been stranded at sea for more than 2 weeks aboard the German charity ship Sea-Watch 3 before disembarking in the early hours of Saturday morning. The Dutch-flagged ship had been waiting in international waters for an invitation from Italy or another EU state to accept it, before German Captain Carola Racchetta decided to illegally enter Lampedusa harbor after fearing that migrants would throw themselves into the sea in desperation. She was immediately arrested, but the migrants say they're grateful for her action.
We are having a good time now, yeah. Yeah, I'm very happy. I'm very happy. I say thank you to Sea-Watch, because if it was not to be Sea-Watch, I would have been a dead body by now. I say thank you, Sea-Watch.
The Italian Interior Ministry said Finland, France, Germany, Luxembourg, and Portugal have offered to take some of the migrants. The International Organization for Migration says more than 32,000 migrants worldwide have died or gone missing between 2014 and 2018. But as Lisa Sline reports for VOA, the global figures underestimate the true nature and extent of the problem, as many migrant deaths are never reported.
The UN Migration Agency says its statistics paint a very grim picture of the perils awaiting the hundreds of thousands of refugees and migrants risking their lives in search of protection or a better life. The report shows nearly 18,000 people have died or gone missing in the Mediterranean between 2014 and 2018. It says the remains of almost two-thirds of those victims have not been found. Rohingya refugees comprise the vast majority of the 2,200 deaths recorded in Southeast Asia, and most of the 288 deaths recorded in South Asia since 2014 were of Afghan migrants. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.